Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Sportfish Restoration Program. The Texas Clipper served as a World War II transport ship, a luxury cruise liner, and a maritime training vessel for Texas A&M University. This summer, the Clipper begins a new life as an artificial reef.
An artificial reef is a reef site that's created from man-made materials for the enhancement of marine life.
Dale Shively coordinates the artificial reef program for Texas Parks and Wildlife. Preparing the Clipper for the Ships to Reef program has taken years of hard work.
It's been at least 10 years just to get through all the administrative paperwork and get to the point where the ship could be transferred to us.
The ship will eventually rest on the Gulf floor, 17 miles off the coast of South Padre Island. Since November 2006, the ship's been in Brownsville for remediation.
As we got into the ship and the cleanup began, we found a couple of items that were unknown, such as extra PCB-type material that were on the bulkheads behind wallboards and things. So that has caused a delay in the cleanup process.
Nevertheless, the date for sinking the Clipper is near.
If I had to bet money, I would put my money around the 1st of August.
That's our show with support from the Sportfish Restoration Program, working to increase fishing and boating opportunities in Texas. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.